You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, here we go. So much to get into. By the way, we'll give these tickets away. Be sure to be listening. Coming up soon. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, AMC Waterfront Theater, May 21st. That's tomorrow. We'll give these tickets away in just a little while here. Margo had me thinking, I'm getting flashbacks now. We were talking about Ritter's earlier. Ritter's Diner, right there on Baum. Ugh, because I don't know why we got into that, but it has me, I've been to Ritter's, I don't know, give or take 7 million times in my life. 6,999,999 intoxicated. I don't drink anymore, but, you know, the walk from, and we'd walk most of the time because my buddy lived in Shadyside. We'd walk up all the way up from, like, Walnut Street after the bars. No matter if it's cold, hot, whatever. That walk was great past Shadyside Hospital. But then you'd get in there and it smells so great. And I'm having flashbacks. I've had them now for an hour and a half since we talked about Ritter's, about just greasy eggs and bacon and rye toast. And then I get the rye toast and take the eggs and fold it and kind of like make my own egg sandwich and a big cup of coffee. And I refill it about 36 times. Oh, anyhow, enough of that. Whew, I could go. Life was a lot simpler then, though. Before everybody was on their phone all the time and you were texting each other and all that. Man, I could go for Ritter's. I got to get there soon again. Anyway, 866-391-1020. Will we have a new mayor tomorrow? Will we have the same mayor that gets another term? We'll know because the primary is the de facto, election. And it's the Democratic primary. I do want to get into one thing that's a difference between these two. Give a listen to Mayor Ed Gainey.
I mean, this is really comes down to two different candidates. One wants to serve the people and the other wants to serve corporate interests. We want to serve the people every single day. And you know and I know that's what I've been doing since I took office.
All right. I'm having a hard time understanding this at 866-391-1020. He has tabbed Corey O'Connor as wanting to serve corporate interests, as meaning he wants to play ball with developers. He wants to develop things. He wants to have cranes in the air, and he wants to build both residential and commercial within the city limits. These two guys are largely the same in so much as many of their policies run concurrently in parallel fashion, in lockstep, all of that, until you get to development. And then Mayor Gainey thinks that developers are evil. Corey O'Connor thinks developers are great. I don't live in a city, but we all are affected by the city. My question that I still can't understand at all is, when did developers become bad people? I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that. And nobody who is Gainey or any of Gainey's supporters can explain that to me. They can't get that through into my head. And nobody's adequately been able to tell me that. If you don't want development, then if there are empty buildings, how is that possibly making the city better? How is it pushing it forward in positive fashion? That's what I don't get, what I'll never get. And is that what Gainey wants? Like, the world has rich people. And rich people, a lot of times, are real estate people. And a lot of times, real estate people build stuff. And a lot of times when they build stuff, you know what it does? It forces communities to get better, and then a lot more people get jobs. Not just the rich people, but a lot more people. Why is that being looked at as a negative thing by Ed Gainey? And who are these people that get behind Ed Gainey and say, you're right. You're right. We don't want developers. That's bad. So, would we want dilapidated structures and old buildings and things that aren't growing in terms of property value to just rot? I honestly, talk to me like I'm a second grader, because I don't get conceptually any of this. Gloria's in Wilkinsburg. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, how are you, Colin?
I've never been better, Gloria. How are you today?
Good. I'm a long-time listener, but I never call.
Oh, well, that's
anyway,
okay. There's a first time
anyway,
for everything.
I'm going to make it quick. Mm-hmm. My friend and I used to go to Ritter's every Sunday after church. And this one time, I seen a little critter in my home fries, and I haven't been back there since.
Oh, well, you know, when's...
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Some and you lose some. I still think it's fantastic. I'd go you remember when the jukeboxes used to work on the tables?
Yes.
Yeah, that was something.
Yes, it was. And I'm 81 years old. I definitely remember of it.
You live in Wilkinsburg?
Yes, I do.
Have you lived there your whole life?
No, I moved here in 95.
Oh, 95. Okay.
Yes.
So did you live there when Smith's Bakery was in Wilkinsburg?
Yes.
That was the best bakery in the city for a time.
Yes.
Anyway, are you doing? Oh, you're 81. Wow.
I'm 81.
Gosh. You been watching any Pirates baseball there, Gloria?
No. I like the Steelers, but that's about it.
Well, you're not missing much with the Pirates. Anyway, so I'm happy that you're listening. You don't get to vote because, well, you live in Wilkinsburg, so there's
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you vote for Judge, though?
Yes, I did.
Oh, don't tell me who you voted for. I just wanted to make sure you got out there. Okay. Did you get a sticker?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of the new stickers? My wife liked them this morning.
Good. They're cool.
I agree. They're all right. I did like the American flag ones. Call more often. Don't be a stranger. I did like the American flag ones. I guess I could get on board with the new ones. But, you know, sometimes we use, like, an at in Pittsburghese. And I speak very, like, Pittsburgh. You can tell I'm from Pittsburgh. But sometimes I think we dumb ourselves down by celebrating that too much. I do. Anyway, 866-391-1020, Mike's in Beaver County. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Colin, how are you?
I'm good, Mike.
Listen, this is the first time I listened to KDK for years upon years. Like, as a kid playing baseball in our cul-de-sac, you know, when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you are probably one of the top hosts I've ever, ever listened to. And this is only my first time calling, but I just wanted to call and say I love you because you listen to both sides and always you're just not one-sided like a couple other people are that are on the radio with you.
Gotcha.
However,
yes,
I'm going to tell you a couple things. Ed Gainey is a complete failure in 3 to 4 areas. Number one,
yeah,
police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can't keep a police chief, has a police force that is dwindling. Number two,
sure,
he is a failure when it comes to the paramedics
right.
and the firefighters.
Put 3 and 4 right. together because even with all those nice words, I got to get to a break.
Okay. Number three is the Public Works Department because they can't pick up the trash, clean the roads, and do other things. And number five is,
or four, yeah,
his big thing about, affordable housing. Well, I'm kind of like you with that.
Yeah, come on. Enough's enough. Thank you for the kind words. text me your Venmo. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We will give away these Mission Impossible tickets very soon. But why does one candidate look at development? I can't figure it out through this whole campaign cycle as such a bad thing.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.